This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
That's correct, isn't it?
I don't know. I haven't memorized all of these, as you can tell.
I know you're looking.
What record number you said?
Okay. Page 596, record 2185.
Yes, I have that here. I see it here. I don't know. I don't believe there's any other things with murder in the keyword search prior.
I'm sorry?
I don't know if there's any other words with keyword searches for Google with the word murder in it prior to this one. Like I said, I haven't memorized all of these records. It's quite a bit of them.
Well, if I represented to you that the first time the word murder appears in these searches is at page 596, record 2185, would you agree with me?
I see it here, so I can just take your word for it.
Okay. And that occurred at 11:28:43 a.m.
Yes, that's correct.
So the first time the word murder appeared in these all these records was approximately 6 hours after these searches began.
Again, I'd have to take your word for it, but it seems that.
And that search that we just talked about, the search at 596 record 2185, the one we just spoke about, that occurred right after a search at 595 record 2181, where the query is best way to dispose of body parts quietly.
That's correct.
And that occurred at 11:27:56 a.m., correct?
Yes.
So yesterday I asked you some questions about the use of additional terms to get a different search result. You remember those questions?
Yes, sir.
And that is one example in all of in Exhibit 79 where first a search inquiry, a query, did not use the word murder, and then it did use the word murder to get different results, correct?
I can't speak to the user's frame of mind when they're searching for something. I can just show it, say yes or no to what the data shows. So those search terms have it, some don't. But I can't speak to why someone is searching what they're searching.
You testified yesterday, and I'm going to give you a cite, page 694, record 2507. If you can turn to that.
Yeah, sorry.
Page 694, record 2507.
Okay.
And that has to do with a query about hard drive removal.
Yes. Okay?
It's fair to say that that, tell us when that search occurred.
January 2nd, 2023 at 2:01:19 a.m.
Now, you're aware of the fact that certain devices, all made by Apple, were first turned over voluntarily to the police on January 6th of 2023.
No, that's not true.
You would agree that certain devices were turned over to the police on January 6th of 2023.
Yes, certain devices were.
And when those devices were turned over, those devices were examined, correct?
Yes, they were.
And all the hard drives were intact in all those devices?
Well, yes, they were.
And there was no evidence that any of the hard drives had been tampered with, correct?
Well, the products that we were...
Was there any evidence that the hard drives in any of those devices turned over on January 6th had been tampered with?
They don't have standard hard drives that a PC has. They have different hard drive types. They're soldered onto the motherboards of these devices.
So there was no evidence that anything had been tampered with?
That's correct, for these chips.
And then you're aware of the fact that then on January 8th, strike that, let me ask that again. Those devices that were turned over on January 6th were returned to Mr. Walsh on January 7th.
Yes, that's correct.
And then those same devices that were first turned over on January 6th were seized on January 8th or thereafter.
On January 8th, yes.
And additional devices were also seized on January 8th.
Yes, they were.
And one of those devices that was seized on January 8th was this gray MacBook, correct?
Yes, sir.
The gray MacBook whose data appears in Exhibit 79.
Yes, sir.
And there was no evidence after a forensic examination of all the devices now in the possession of the state police that none of the hard drives had been tampered with.
Like physical tamper with, sir? Like physically or like trying to take them apart?
That's one question. We'll do it that way. Physically?
Other than the damage to the devices, no, there was no tampering, like screws missing that I saw.
And when you say the damage to the devices, are you talking about the one iPad mini that was cracked?
Yeah, that, well, and the screen on the gray MacBook, the display itself was not broken, but the LCD screen had like a flicker. It didn't work perfectly.
And none of that affected the data within those devices?
No, that's correct.
Yesterday, you testified with regards to a search history search at page 888, record 3127.
I have 888. Which one?
Record 3127.
Okay.
That search occurred on January 3rd of 2023, correct?
Yes, 7:30 p.m.
At 7:30:38, correct?
That's correct.
And that search involved, can police get your search history without your computer, correct?
That's correct.
And once again, without repeating the same question, all those computers and iPhones and iPads were turned over on various dates, January 6th and January 8th and thereafter.
That's correct.
And you're unaware that any other computer or any other iPad or any other cell phone had been destroyed or otherwise disposed of?
Just one cell phone.
Okay. And the search history on all of these devices that were turned over, it was all intact, wasn't it?
Yes, the devices that were either turned over or seized during the warrant were.
And in your forensic analysis of all these devices, you did not see any evidence that anyone tried to remove, delete, or otherwise change the search history contained on these devices.
That's correct.
Yesterday, you testified to cell phone history search, and that's at page 904, record 3184.
Yep, I have it.
And you're aware of the fact that Mr. Walsh was interviewed beginning on January 4th, correct?
I don't remember the exact days. I got involved in the case on the 6th, but I know he was spoken with prior to that.
That query, that search query that we just talked about, page 904, record 3184, that was conducted on January 4th at 8:55 a.m., correct?
That's correct.
But as you sit here today, you're not sure when Mr. Walsh was first interviewed by the law enforcement at his home.
That's correct.
Are you aware of the fact that he was not just interviewed once on January 4th, but twice? Are you aware of that? Were you ever, I guess your answer is no.
That's correct. I don't know.
Are you aware of any dates that Mr. Walsh was in fact questioned or interviewed by the police at his home prior to his arrest?
I just know it was prior to the 6th.
In any event, in all of the devices that you did in fact forensically examine, you saw no evidence that any user tried to destroy any cell phone history as it applied to the cell phones, correct?
To Mr. Walsh's?
Yes.
That's correct.
Now, my understanding from your testimony yesterday and is that you did not specifically conduct a full examination of any of the iPhones that were seized.
That's correct.
That would be Trooper Connor Keefe.
That's correct.
A user that uses these devices can delete information, can't they?
To a point.
But the fact of the matter is that those forensic tools that you use, Cellebrite, Magnet Ray Axiom, when you run the data that you extract from a device, that software can detect where it didn't.
As I said, to a point.
It's fair to say that in your examination of the MacBook, device 3, and in all of those records in Exhibit 79, there's no indication that any data had been deleted.
I didn't see anything glaring.
Yesterday, you talked about the Chase account login data, and specifically the Chase login data that occurred on December 27th of 2022. Do you recall that?
Vaguely.
I refer you to page 259, record 951.
Thank you. What was the page again? 259, you said?
259.
Thank you. All right, I have it.
And you would agree with me that that particular activity, the Chase login, that extended up to and including record 1026, found at page 279.
Yep, I have it.
And it's fair to say that you do not know what was reviewed during that Chase login.
No, I do. I can see right here. So it goes each URL. If you go into it, shows dashboard overview accounts. There's another one shows dashboard authorization. It's when he signed out.
Do you know the details of what he viewed?
What was actually in his account? No.
Okay.
I just know that the headers for the Chase accounts that he was at.
So you don't know if the user was looking at balances, deposits, anything like that. You just know that he logged in to the Chase account.
Yes, whatever covers under the account overview or his login information, that's all I can tell. I don't know if he made transactions or...
And you do not know if there are multiple accounts associated with that Chase login.
That's correct.
I'm going to refer you to page 906, record 3195. Are you there yet?
No, you got me going from one end to the other.
You 195?
3195.
Okay. 3195. Okay, have it.
That's another Chase login, isn't it?
That's correct.
Occurred at 3:58:26 p.m. on January 7th, correct?
Yes, sir.
And now I'm going to refer you to record number 3292 on page 930.
Okay.
That's another Chase login, isn't it?
He's already logged. Well, he's logged in from earlier, so it's the same login.
It's not the same login that's referenced at page 906-3195, is it? Because that login occurred on January 7th, correct?
Well, if you go back through 31. Oh, I see the date change. Yep, it goes all of. All the preceding ones are also Chase from 7th and then 8th.
So the reference specific to page 930, record 3292, that's a Chase login that occurred the next day on January 8th, correct?
Yes, that's true.
And that's at 3:02 a.m., correct?
Yes, it is.
So what you saw in this MacBook data was multiple logins on the Chase account, correct?
Yes.
And they spanned many days during this period that you examined it, 12/25/2022, up to and including January 8th of 2023, correct?
Yes.
So there were many Chase logins apart and aside from the Chase login that you testified to on direct examination yesterday that occurred on December 27th of 2022, correct?
Yes.
You'd also note, and I'll focus your attention on page 948 at record 3362.
Okay.
That involves a login to a Fidelity account, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And that login occurred at 7:04:21.
Yes.
So there are multiple logins involving financial institutions within that MacBook data that is contained in Exhibit 79, correct?
Yes.
And as you sit here today, you cannot tell this jury how many times there was a Chase login on this MacBook between 12/25/2022 and January 8th of 2023.
Unless I see the last visited count or I go through and hand count them, then no.
And the same question, you can't tell us how many times the Fidelity account was logged into between December 25th, 2022 and January 8th of 2023.
That's correct.
And of course, you didn't examine any data on the MacBook prior to December 25th, 2022. So you have no idea how many times Mr. Walsh or anyone else logged into the Chase account prior to December 25th of 2022.
Yes.
I want to focus your attention to page 279 through 280 and record 1029 that is referenced on 279.
All right.
Okay.
Do you have that in front of you?
Yes, sir.
That was a Google search that occurred at 9:37:07, correct?
Record 1029? Yes.
And that occurred, once again, on 12/27, this 12/27 date that we keep hearing about, correct?
Yes.
That search and those results had to do with Porsches, didn't it?
Yes.
Had to do with someone searching for Porsche cars, correct?
Yeah, it says 911 Porsche 2009 for sale.
And one of those searches involved a Porsche for sale in Cohasset, didn't it?
I don't know. I can look. Oh, I see it. Yep.
That's a yes?
Car Gurus, yes.
Okay. That search that I just asked you about that occurred on 12/27, that search happened right after those Chase searches that occurred on 12/27, didn't it?
Yes.
And that Porsche search at 279, 280, and the other searches thereafter, they occurred right after those searches that you referenced yesterday to the jury about divorce, correct?
Believe so.
I'm going to focus your attention now to page two. I'm sorry.
They did. I just went back. I saw it.
I'm going to focus you now to page 234, record 863.
234. Okay.
That is a search that occurred on 12/27, once again. And it occurred around 8/23/13, correct?
I have 8/23/08, but yep.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you to go forward to record 870 and ask you to look at those records that run from 8/63 to 870. They all involve searching for a diamond ring, don't they?
Yes.
And one of the specific queries is a 4-carat diamond, correct?
Yes.
And there's a specific reference in the search at page 236, record 870, that it references BlueNile.com diamonds, correct?
That's correct.
These searches that you just testified to regarding searching for diamonds, they occurred just before the searches that you told us about regarding the divorces yesterday, correct?
Yes.
Talking about those divorce searches now, the divorce searches that occurred on 12/27, they start actually with a search at page 240, record 887. And the search involves Katie Holmes' divorce.
Yes.
Katie Holmes is an actress. Do you know?
Yes.
And so that is the first search that appears on 12/27 that includes the term divorce, correct?
Let's see. I believe so.
And then there's the searches that we talked about, you talked about yesterday on direct. And it's fair to say, isn't it, that those searches regarding divorce you testified to ran from page 241, record 891, to page 258, record 948.
Is that the question? Did I?
Yes.
Yes.
And you characterized them yesterday when asked by the Commonwealth. How do you characterize the nature of those searches? All showing divorce advice. Your words, correct?
I can only forget what I said, but I believe so.
Okay. So it's fair to say that if they ran from 833 to 854, that'd be a total of 21 minutes, correct?
Yes.
That's 21 minutes of looking at divorce, as you characterized it, divorce advice, and over 15 days of data that you extracted from the MacBook, correct?
Yes.
And these divorce searches, once again, they occurred after the diamond searches, right after them, didn't they?
Yes.
And they occurred before the Porsche searches, didn't they?
Yes.
And these searches occurred before the Chase searches that you testified to.
Yes.
So on 12/27, that extracted data from the map shows it all in the same time. There was a Chase law, correct?
Yes.
Looks like someone was shopping for a diamond ring or a diamond, correct?
I don't know if they were shopping for it, but they were looking at it.
And somebody was looking at Porsches for sale, correct?
That's correct.
And there was no divorce-related searches that occurred in the data you looked at from 12/25 up to and including up to the 12/27 divorces.
Not that I saw.
It's fair to characterize these searches that you testified to yesterday that they began at 4:52, and sometimes the searches only seem to last no more than a minute.
I can't speak to the time frame for all of them because I don't have them all memorized, but I know some were short, some were not.
But in fact, if someone reviewed Exhibit 79 carefully and looked at the data, the data would reveal, wouldn't it, how long and how short some of these searches went from one search query to the next, correct?
Yes, that's true.
And it would also show that during these searches that were being conducted, that at times the software, the browser, would then redirect and send the user to someplace else, and then a new search would be conducted, correct?
Again, I don't remember being all that many, but yes, that could happen.
And there are searches that include searches of what detergent to use to clean up, correct?
Clean up what?
Clean up a wood floor? You recall that. If you don't, that's fine.
Yeah. I remember having something else in that search string, but I don't remember just how to clean wood floors.
Okay. Do you remember, as you said here today, anything about searches for concrete floors?
Yes.
Okay. All of these searches, they go on not just for one day. These searches go on for at least 3 days, don't they?
I believe they go from the 1st to the 4th.
Okay. And on January 3rd, there are searches about how to deal with smells and odors from a decomposing body, isn't it?
Yes.
And those searches about how to deal with an odor, they don't even begin until January 3rd, do they? If you know, if you don't, that's fine.
I thought on the 1st there was one, how long it takes for a body to start smelling.
But not how to, that's correct.
Yeah,
and how to clean it up.
That's correct.
And not how to mask the smell or anything of the sort.
Now, there is January 1st, 4:58. How long does a body stop smelling?
Dead and not how to mask it, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
And not how to clean it up.
I'm not seeing that.
You're not seeing it?
I'm not seeing it. I'm just seeing the beginning ones that I already talked about.
That's all I have.
Redirect?
Yeah, read very briefly.
79.
If we could just put up exhibit 79, page 593, just to clear up one thing. Record 2171. If you could just read that title, please, Trooper.
Yep. It says your spouse is missing and you want a divorce / hello divorce.
And what is the date and time for that?
January 1st, 2023, 10:30:49 a.m.
So that is after 12:27 of 22. Is that right?
Yes.
Thank you. And Trooper, you talked about on cross-examination, you were asked about devices that you received on January 6th of 2023 by Mr. Walsh. Did you receive the MacBook?
No, I did not.
You received, what did you receive?
The iPhone 13 mini and 2 iPads, iPad 6 and iPad 6 mini.
And did those have hard drives like a laptop?
No, they have memory chips similar to the MacBooks, but not like a PC hard drive.
And did you find at the search warrant a PC or a laptop with a traditional hard drive?
No.
And did you search the house for a traditional laptop or a PC?
Yes, I did.
One moment. Thank you.
Any recross?
No.
The witness will step in.
Thank you.
More continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password,
some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, Just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to chumbacasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.